Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And nothing gets me down. You got it tough. I've seen the toughest around.
We're back.
And I know.
Love After.
Baby, just how you feel.
I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Little Van Halen for you there. On this very special day, this is National Mom and Pop Business Owner Day. How about that? And, you know, I think that that the world should sort of take a pause. Around, everybody around the world, governments, the marketplace, the stock market, Congress, everybody should stop for a moment and salute small business owners, period, but especially today. National Mom and Pops Day, Business Owners Day. We should salute those mom and pops out there. That's it's become sort of an icon for small business, hasn't it? We often talk about mom and pop, the mom and pop businesses around the country, around the world, and there are mom and pops all around the world. And you know, the truth is, the original business. This is my story, and I'm sticking to it. The original business, ever, way back. You know, thousands and thousands and thousands of years ago, the original business that began the marketplace, the very first marketplace, was a mom and pop business. And you know what they were doing? They were trying to survive. That's what their goal was. It wasn't to be in business. It was to survive. And then, lo and behold, there was another mom and pop on the other side of the valley, and they were trying to survive. And they found out that one of them, one of the little mom and pop operations could make bread better than the other one. And the other one found out that the other one could get meat or grow vegetables or make baskets or whatever it might be, or tools, better than the other one. And so the one that made the bread made lots of bread. And the one that could do the vegetables so well made lots of vegetables. And they traded bread for vegetables, and the marketplace was born. And it's called division of labor. Adam Smith talked about it so well, so incredibly well in his book, The Wealth of Nations. Division of labor. I can do something better than you. I'll do more of it I'll focus on what I do best, and you focus on what you do best, and then we'll do business. And that's how the marketplace was born. And it was born, it began with two mom and pop small businesses. Now they didn't know that there was no currency in those days. It was all barter, 100% barter. And then eventually there came the time when they would exchange shells or shiny rocks or whatever it might be for something other than barter, and the concept of currency came into play. But all of this happened because there was a couple, a man and a woman, who were trying to survive. And you know what? It's the 21st century, and there are still small businesses out there run by moms and pops. And the beginning of what they, and in the beginning when they did what they, when they started their business, it was to survive. It wasn't for any particular reason other than to make a living. Oh yeah, there are many of them out there that started a business, and it wasn't so much just to survive, but there's a lot of them that did. There are a lot of them that still do, and it doesn't. But so it doesn't really matter why they started it. It's just that it's just interesting to me to see how, in some ways, things haven't changed. But there are ways that mom and pops have changed, and I want to talk about that in the next segment. But what I want to talk about now is how things haven't changed that much, and that is the need to separate the business from the personal. Now, thousands of years ago, that wasn't a big deal, because remember, they were really into survival. But now, and more in modern times, people have lives, don't they? We have social lives. We want things. We don't just need things like they did thousands of years ago. We not only need things now, we want things. We want to be able to have a life. We want to be able to do this or that. And mom is motivated differently than pop to want. They want different things. But then they want two things together. They want to be able to work together, because when it works, when a mom and pop operation works, it is beautiful. But when it doesn't work, it can be ugly, right? I see some of you shaking nodding your heads out there. But what you always also want is you want a personal life together. You want a marriage together. You want to be able to work together, and you want to be able to live together. And it's 24/7 much of the time. And it takes a special couple to be able to pull that off. Not everybody can do it. And the ladies say that it takes a long-suffering woman to be able to deal with that. The men say it takes a guy with a lot of patience to be able to do that. We each have our own stories, don't we? I'm afraid the ladies may be a little more correct than the guys are. I guess I have to admit that a little bit. But it's a beautiful thing when it works. I remember the first time I ever saw a mom and pop operation together. It was my aunt and uncle. And they ran a grocery store, a general store out in the country. And I can still remember my aunt pumping gas. This was way back, folks, when you know, nobody pumped their own gas. There was somebody, when you pulled in, even if you were a big strapping guy, you sat in your car and somebody pulled up and, you know, when you pulled up, somebody ran out and pumped your gas. And I remember seeing my aunt go out there and pump gas for somebody who pulled up at their general store. My uncle would do it too. He was wound up being one of the wealthiest guys in the community, but he would still go out there and pump somebody's gas. And I remember those two working together in that family business. And it seemed to work. They got along, and I think it was because of the patience of my aunt in that case particularly, but my uncle was very smart. They both were very smart. But anyway, I remember that business. And then as I grew and entered the marketplace myself, I remember working with customers who were mom and pop operations. And I remember seeing how it worked so well. And I remember thinking, that would be so cool to have a business with your wife, to be able to work together with the person that you loved. And then I saw some examples when it wasn't so cool. So it just depends. It can work. It depends on the individuals. When we come back, I want to talk about some things that have changed significantly with mom and pop operations right after these messages. It's 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Stay with me. Back.
Down at the station.
23 after.
I don't care where it goes.
I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. My website is www.jbsba.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there. I think you'll like it. And if you don't, it's easier to unsubscribe than it is to subscribe. You can even do it. You can do all that yourself. And I hope you will, and hope you'll join the happy throng of subscribers, the people. Something under a million subscribers now that we have, and we had a record week last week on subscribers. Thank you very much, all of you who did that, and I appreciate it very much. By the way, in the newsletter, you can, in addition to the two pieces that I submit to your for your approval, a larger article and a smaller one is typically more motivational. There also is the schedule of the upcoming shows, the guests who are going to be on the show that coming week. So that's one good thing about the newsletter. Even if you don't like what I have to say in my articles, at least you got a good schedule there you can rely on. Today is Mom and Pop Business Owner Day, National Mom and Pop Business Owner Day. I think it ought to be universal Mom and Pop Business Owners Day. And, you know, I was talking earlier about how things haven't changed all that much in thousands of years with mom and pops. But now I want to talk about how things have changed. You know, one of the things that I like to say when I talk to large companies about small businesses is I actually say this. This is a phrase that I actually use. I say small businesses are no longer mom and pop backwater operations. And I don't mean any disrespect there to you mom and pop operations. I don't mean any disrespect at all. The point I'm trying to get across to them is I'm trying to connect with their image of small business. And typically, a lot of big companies have a lot of people who, or anybody who doesn't know small business, still have that image of a mom and pop, a little mom and pop operation out of the way, you know, out in flyover America somewhere, just hard scrabble folks trying to eke out a living out of the dirt, and literally, by the way, many times that's true because they're farmers, they're farming communities. I don't want to leave those mom and pop operations out. They were, as I said earlier, they're the original ones. But the thing is that I'm trying to get their attention, these folks who don't know much about small business, to let them know that even if it is a mom and pop operation today, it is not. It's just that. That's the way it is. That's not the way you need to think about their operation, the way they do business. Because if you're surviving, if you're thriving in the 21st century, you're not running your business, your small business, the way my aunt and uncle ran their grocery business 40 years ago, 30 years ago. You're not running it like that. You're it's different. You're working online. You've got a website. You've got technology. You're using computers. You're outsourcing. You're not thinking about you're not thinking like that first couple I mentioned, thousands of years ago, who traded across the valley with the other couple. You're not just doing business across the valley. You're doing business across the country. You're doing business across the globe. In some way, form, or fashion, maybe it's tiny. Maybe it's a tiny way. Maybe it's just that you put something up on eBay to sell, a used piece of equipment that you need to get rid of and you can't sell it locally. You put it up on eBay, and who knows where your customer comes from. And your management practices are much more sophisticated today than they were 30, 40 years ago. And the reason is because the marketplace is more sophisticated. And if you're going to survive, if you're going to meet the requirements of banks, if you're going to meet the requirements of vendors, larger customers that want to do business with you, they want to know that you have the ability to approximate their sophistication when it comes to plugging in with their business. Your customers are more likely to want you to be integrated into their business than for you to just to drop off something at their loading dock, or just to have the storefront open for them to drop by and pick something up from you. They're just as likely to want you to be integrated into their business and to become a very important contributing vendor, a contributing partner to their operation. They're just as likely to want that as they are to want to just come by and pick something up or have you drop it off. And so because of that, because the marketplace has become more sophisticated, and that sophistication has gotten all the way down from the very big companies all the way down to the tiniest company, the little one-person shop. Because of that, mom-and-pop operations have had to change. And if they didn't change, they either are not in business anymore or they're not going to be in business for very long. Now, I'm not trying to frighten anybody. I'm just pointing out that in the 21st century, things are different. Fundamentals aren't different. But the way those fundamentals are applied and the speed with which they're applied and the tools that are used to apply them and the perspectives about how to apply those fundamentals, that's new. That's different. That's 21st century thinking. And so I want to, on this National Mom and Pop Small Business Owner Day, where husbands and wives work together to start and grow and run their small business and bring their kids along in those businesses. On this day, I want to congratulate you. I want to tell you how proud I am of you. And I'm looking forward to working with you in the 21st century. 29 after, I'll be right back with our good friend Barbara Weltman right after these messages. This show is brought to you by IBM.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.